Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Kicking it off right now, I want to talk about the topic of gluten. Gluten is a hot topic. Of course, a lot of people ask questions about it. It's become almost one of those topics that seem to be miserable, because when you say, okay, I can't have gluten, which is a protein found in most grains, you think, okay, can I ever have bread again? Can I ever eat pizza? Are you going to take the fun out of life? It's like, whenever you say gluten, it's like, ah, I don't know if I really want to get into all that. But, you know, here's some unique symptoms and just topics about gluten. I mean, gluten, there's a difference between sensitivity and being celiac. Celiac is a genetic-based disease that, when diagnosed with it, you know, you can't handle and tolerate gluten. It makes you very, very sick, very, very ill. So that means breads and pastas, cereal, crackers, any kind of flour-based foods or sauces or anything that has gluten in it can really just tear a person up. So diagnosing celiac disease, actual disease itself, is tricky to begin with, but getting a diagnosis in kids can be especially difficult. The symptoms are largely stomach-related and associated with several other illnesses. Bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, and fatigue are all reactions to gluten, which is found in most wheat-based foods. But there's certain symptoms that a celiac person can look for. Lack of weight gain or slow growth among the gastrointestinal symptoms are good indicators of celiac disease, along with irritability. Arthur Agustin, a physician who created the South Beach diet, he wrote recently and published the South Beach Gluten Solution, which points out that children's gluten-related symptoms can be easily misdiagnosed. They may have stomach problems, they have chronic ear infections, they have asthma, they have attention deficit problems, and other behavioral issues, and they go from doctor to doctor, often given all these different medications that actually make them worse. Go figure that. And the celiac disease is really genetic-based. So if another family member already has celiac disease, a child is displaying similar symptoms, it's a good idea to get them tested. And this includes a blood test and possibly a biopsy of the small intestine to look for inflammation, which is the signature of the disease. So after diagnosis, the gradual transition to a gluten-free diet is recommended for families dealing with the disease for the first time. Rita Verma, who's a gastroenterologist and director for the Center for Celiac Disease at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, she suggests that converting one meal at a time over a week or two to get used to the more limited ingredient list can help to reduce the risk of serious complications. It's important that a child with celiac disease be on a completely gluten-free regimen as soon as possible after the diagnosis. And it makes a big difference. It really does. I mean, cutting gluten out is not that hard. And believe it or not, we're shifting a lot more in the nutrition world over to this, realizing that, you know, as far as eating habits and that sort of thing, it makes a much bigger difference to look at an overall perception of what gluten is and how it can affect us. I mean, things like chronic fatigue, brain chemistry instabilities, depression, anxiety, a lot of these types of symptoms that go along with these diagnosed conditions. Not saying that gluten is some cure-all. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it can help. If someone is dealing with some of these, you can actually cut down on gluten and make a difference in the overall scheme of things. So that's something that you definitely want to look at. But again, challenging as it might be, really looking at it from that perspective and making sure you cut gluten out with different food choices, sticking more with fruits and vegetables and staying away from the grains makes a big difference. And if you're not celiac, but you're gluten sensitive and you may not even know it, Try cutting gluten out for 3 weeks and see what happens. See exactly how you feel. You'll be amazed. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out on the website. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. There you'll find all kinds of information, everything we're talking about here on the show and more. And also you can find your wellness providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can find them there at the website or just call the 800 number and our friendly staff members and team members will be able to help you. We're going to go now to John on the phone lines. John, welcome to the show.
I'm turning about 60 here, but pretty good health. It's just the tips of my fingers, mainly my small finger on my left hand, feeling numb. I was just wondering if that was a significant sign of anything health-wise, whether it's circulation or nerve endings.
It can be. I mean, it just depends. I mean, the fingers, a lot of times the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go down into the hands and into the fingers. So that's one thing you definitely want to look at and watch and be cautious of, because as that builds over time, it can create some quite a few issues. So, again, you want to make sure that on a regular basis that you're getting the right kind of care into the neck, because if you've got, say, a military neck, which is more of a straight neck, that means the skull, which weighs about 7 or 8 pounds, is putting pressure on the neck, which would in turn be putting pressure on the nerves. As that happens over time, then it can cause a lot of the what you're experiencing in the fingertips and whatnot. A good osteopathic physician, that's a DO, or a chiropractic physician, DC, can work on something like that and really help quite a bit, freeing up the nerve endings, freeing up the disc space, and making things work at a peak level again. That's what you want to look at, and that's the overall picture, which can help tremendously. So hope that helps. The other thing, too, you want to look at with something like this is always make sure that you've got plenty of B vitamins, and you can do vitamin B6 is the big one, pyridoxine in a special version. It helps with neuropathies, and it helps with the kind of the tingling that can go on. Also, you might want to look into the research on fish oils, omega-3 fats, especially cod liver oil. It's got vitamin A, vitamin D. That cuts down a lot on the inflammation cycle within the body. It can make a big, big difference. So just a couple of things to think about along the way, but it can make a really, really big difference. And I would encourage you to look into that. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Stephen in Maine, who wants to know, he says, I've been struggling now with low back pain for quite some time. My doctor says my kidneys are okay and I don't have any type of infection. What do you think it could be? Well, low back pain, depending on if you sit a lot during the workday or whatever it might be, could be some of the issues. Posture is really big. If you've got weak abdominal muscles, you might want to get with a personal trainer, have them kind of work with you on strengthening certain areas. You could go with a couple sessions and they could teach you how to do that. Physical therapists are great as well, getting rehab exercises that can help strengthen your core and also rehabilitate that area. If it's misalignments at all, osteopaths or chiropractors can be great at working on that as well. So it comes down to the structure of the body, and that's where you have to get some specialists involved in their areas to really take you to the next level. But again, don't do the whole muscle relaxer thing and ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories. It does nothing. It's like spraying a water hose on a building that's got a foundation that's out of place. It does nothing. The water's just going to run off and do nothing. So get someone that knows what they're doing to work on it. Makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. Doesn't matter what it is. Diabetes, heart disease, can't lose the weight. And this show is all about that. It's all about taking you to the next level with your health and your life. It is. So it's all about making a change. So lifestyle is what it comes down to. Are you willing to make changes? Are you willing to go to the next level? Are you willing? That's the key. Do you want it? Somebody comes by and they say to you, and you're whining about how you don't feel good and you need to lose weight and you're taking five medications, and but you don't have time to exercise, and you don't know why that when you go to work that there's eight sausage and biscuits on the counter and you just have to have one. And it's always, there's always excuses. But the question is, do you really want to get well? Are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be to get well? Well, that's the key. That's what you have to ask yourself. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do? At the end of the day, what matters? And you have to make those decisions yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. The doctors, coworkers, friends, family members, no one's going to take responsibility for your health and your life. But you have to take those responsibilities for yourself and make a difference. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Go online, go to healthcoachradio.com, send me an email. I'll be glad to answer it, make it part of the show, or answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Going to the lines now to Janet. Hi, Janet.
My health challenge is rosacea, which is very ugly on my face, my nose, my cheeks. And it's caused me a lot of depression because it looks very bad. I can't seem to find a source for rosacea. Nobody seems to know what causes it or what to do about it.
Yeah, the rosacea, well, here's the thing. With rosacea, a lot of it comes from the digestive tract, all right? Now, there's an immune response that can happen with that, but most of it comes from our digestive tract. And by cutting down inflammation throughout the foods that we eat, by our lifestyle, and increasing exercise, lowering cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone in the body, all these kind of factors that we can work on and make a difference with, that's what matters, and that's what we can create change with. So that's what I would encourage you is to look at more of a low inflammatory-based lifestyle. That's the key. So when you cut down inflammation in the body, you make a huge difference in your overall health. And that's where you want to focus on. So how do you do that? Well, here you go. You do three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between. And each meal needs to be comprised of three main components. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables and healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. And if you do that on a regular basis, getting your good healthy fats in, especially with things like fish oils, cod liver oil being my favorite, and making sure vitamin D levels are at a peak level with your physician, go get a blood test done, have them take a look at it and make sure they're at a peak level, that's going to make a big difference. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at vitamin D levels and you're looking at your overall perspective of your diet and your lifestyle, the inflammation or the low inflammation can be really a deciding factor. Now, there are some things out there with rosacea that can help. And one of those being a little trick and a little home remedy looking at green tea and also echinacea. Green tea and echinacea both can affect the immune response in the body. One affects one arm of it and the other affects the other. There's an old naturopathic type remedy that can, where you drink green tea for about 3 or 4 days only, and with your meals and your normal diet. And then the other 5 days, 3 to 5 days, you drink echinacea tea. What happens is you'll stimulate either one or the other of the immune system, the auto response there in the immune system. And by doing that, what will happen is you can actually increase or decrease the response of the rosacea. Because if it's got an immune response to it or autoimmune response to it, then that can be either settled down. It's almost like putting a dimmer switch on it. So, again, there's little ways like that to check it out. You need to have someone work with you on that. Don't do it by yourself. Have some kind of physician or naturopathic physician, somebody that knows what they're doing to be able to help you. All right? 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also go online. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. Don't forget, they're easy to find all the information that we talk about here on the show. Very easy to find. We've got Candace over in California, and she wants to know about hot flashes and female issues starting to get them earlier than she expected. Well, what could be going on? Well, you could have fluctuations in estrogen levels, because when estrogen levels kind of fluctuate, they get off. And again, if you're premenopausal and you're having these kind of hot flashes and all, that can cause, I know, some pretty big challenges. You're thinking, okay, well, how is that even possible? Because, I mean, let's say you're 39 and you're, you know, 8 to 10 years away possibly from menopause, and you're starting to have this. Well, if your anterior pituitary gland, which is your master gland of the body, if it's not functioning at a peak level, all right, let's say you have some thyroid issues, adrenals are pretty tired and worn out, and then you're eating a diet that's loaded with estrogens, you've got plenty of soy products that you're eating, which is not a good thing, by the way, because it throws off your hormone levels. If you're doing that on a regular basis, you start getting hot flashes. Well, usually it's hormonal, but it's due to more of your lifestyle choices and other systems in the body that are not in balance. So one of the best things to do, get nutritional-based lab work. Go to your physician, get that done, have them take a look at it. Have a dietitian look it over for anything metabolically that could be going on in the body that needs to be worked on. And after they look at it periodically, then, you know, again, there's some great things that can happen to create balance within the body. That's the key, is creating balance. So at the end of the day, what you want to do is build the body into a position of strength. And when you're dealing with something like that, it's, you know, it can be scary. It can be, you know, the unknown. But usually our lifestyle habits, eating hormone-free foods and antibiotic-free foods, all that sort of thing, clearing up your diet, clearing out toxins, all that makes a big difference in the overall picture. It's not just usually one thing. It's a combination of our lifestyle choices that build up to a certain point. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way in, right, we can lifestyle our way out. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Natural disaster, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Going to the next level. Whatever you want to do, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't change unless you're ready to. Because if you do, make some changes, lifestyle changes, you'll be able to see the body go from where you are now to where it needs to be. Remember, medicine manages and we need it. But our lifestyle choices, until we begin to change, whatever we're dealing with, it doesn't matter. Whatever the diagnosis is, or if you don't have one, or if you just know you're not living the way you need to, and you want to begin to thrive, you want to begin to function at a peak level, it all comes down to lifestyle choices. On this show, we want to help you make them. Let's go to David now on the lines. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you.
I've been dealing with gout for quite a few years, and it seems to has gotten worse over the last year or so. I am on medication. I take Ulorg. It's 80 milligrams, and I have indomethacin for inflammation at 75 milligrams. I hate being dependent on medication. I want to find out what it is, what foods I need to avoid, what foods I need to eat to help kind of keep this under control. Because there are times when I get ferrets, and it's really bad. I mean, I cannot walk. And it's very painful.
And how long has it been going on? I mean, is this the first time, or
has this ever happened before? Last week or so, but I think I've had gout for about 6 or 7 years.
And but it comes and goes, right? It's not constant.
Right. I mean, you're right. I mean, it comes and goes, and if I kind of go to low lax on my medication, then I'll get a flare up, and it seems like it, you know, the longer it's gone now, it seems like it's harder to get it back under control. I'm in a lot of pain for a longer period of time, and I just doesn't want to go away.
Okay. Well, what are you doing right now as far as your eating habits? Have you changed those at all? Eating habits?
Well, because of my hours, working 12 hours a day, I work for 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, and, most of the time I'm, really tired, too tired to kind of come home and cook, and we usually eat out. We get like that pizza today. Sometimes it's burgers. I do like to eat, like southern, vegetables, vegetable plates. Sometimes I'll get the, meat and three or whatever, or meat and two. And I need to, just my eating habits, start eating better, but, it's kind of difficult sometimes when you get off work so late and, you gotta go grab something to eat.
Yeah, I get it. I do. It becomes a little bit of a challenge, that's for sure. So, when you're dealing with gout, though, the problem is, or the challenge is, that your body's not breaking down proteins very well. And that's where those uric acid crystals constantly are forming. So you got to step back and ask yourself the question, okay, what's really going on? Okay, at the end of the day, what's really taking place inside your body that's making it, kind of do that? And once you start figuring that out and you start realizing, okay, well, If I'm not eating the best because my lifestyle really doesn't let it, or my work schedule or travel or whatever, you have to step back and say, well, if I change the way I eat, would it really affect things like gout? And would I have to continually deal with a flare-up? So wouldn't it be worth kind of the hassle of restructuring your eating schedule and that sort of thing if it would help the gout itself?
I think it would be.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's where it's coming from, just so you know. It's not just, well, it's genetic, and you just got to deal with it. It just is what it is. That's not really the case. The case is that your body is in a place where it's just not handling your foods well, and you're probably not putting the right kind of foods in. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me a normal day, even if it's total garbage, what you normally eat? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in detail.
At breakfast, I have been trying to eat yogurt more often, so I'll eat yogurt in the morning. Good afternoon. Sometimes I'll actually skip lunch, and then dinner is come home, and I'll get something McDonald's, something from Wendy's, Hardee's, usually it's a burger. From time to time I'll go to a family restaurant and try to get a meat and three vegetables, or meat and three, or try to get all vegetables. And there are days whenever I try to do better, but I do slip up and, get the fast food when I shouldn't.
Okay. Well, are you a coffee drinker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How much water are you drinking a day?
Probably 20 to 40 ounces a day. I should drink more than that.
Yeah, what do you weigh?
235.
Yeah, you need to be at least 100 ounces a day, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. Now, there's some enzymes that are called proteolytic enzymes, and those kind of enzymes are really, really great. They help break down these uric acid crystals, and they help get the body functioning at a little bit more of a peak level. So that's what I would look at as far as adding in the proteolytic enzymes, making sure that you get those in on a regular basis. So the other thing, too, is to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods. I'd cut out a lot of the starchy and the flour-based foods. So your breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, and then they say the red meat and red wine. But the reality is, it's not so much the red meat that's bad, it's just that your body's not breaking it down well. So it's not so much just the red meat. But if you're taking the proteolytic enzymes, then your body's going to break them down much, much easier. Okay, so that can help. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But it is about consistency. I would look at 3 meals a day with a couple of snacks in between. Doing that on a regular basis, and that's going to help quite a bit, actually. And then that way you don't have to sit around and worry. It's kind of like, well, if I don't take the medication, there's a flare-up coming right around the corner. You don't want to live like that. Who does? And wondering when the joint's going to flare up and you're going to be in crazy pain, because it is. It's unbelievably excruciating, and as you know, and not a lot of fun. So That's what I would do, is I would look into your dietary regimen and then also look into the research on these proteolytic enzymes and what they do. And then somebody at the health food store or something like that can help you find the right ones. That's a good way to go, because at the end of the day, you don't want to keep living like that. That's for sure. So check that out and keep me posted. You can always email me too. 888-283-7272, the phone number. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, make sure to go online to our website. And you can find the providers in your area or call our team members and they can help you find one as well. Very important. Now, these lifestyle-based care providers are jumping into our network every single day. Pretty exciting stuff. A lot of fun seeing people get the care that they need. Are you dealing with hemorrhoids? I know. Let's change the topic. Let's swing all the way down to the bottom, literally. Got hemorrhoids? Well, they're common, and they're preventable and treatable. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports that hemorrhoids were the top trending health issue in the United States in 2012. Think about that. Think about Twitter trending on hemorrhoids. Probably not. Hemorrhoids are swollen and inflamed veins in the rectum or the anus. So the good news is there's several ways to treat the hemorrhoids and ease the pain. Itching or other symptoms that may cause, according to a new article posted by the FDA's Consumer Updates webpage, the uncomfortable condition usually affects adults aged 45 to 65, and hemorrhoids are typically caused by an increased pressure in the veins of the anus. Now, obesity and inactivity play a role in who develops the hemorrhoids, but pregnancy and childbirth can also increase women's risk for these protrusions. So when hemorrhoids do form, they occur inside the rectum, and the internal hemorrhoids are near the anal opening. You often can't see or feel the internal ones, said Dr. Herbert Lerner. He's a colorectal surgeon and FDA medical officer in an agency news release, but straining during bowel movements and constipation can cause these hemorrhoids to bleed and occasionally push through the anal opening. That's what you have to be careful with. So taking the following steps can always keep the stool soft and prevent hemorrhoids. Let's go through those. Eat fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And again, you want to keep your fiber up to about 40 grams a day. That's pretty tough to do, but if you're getting multiple servings of fruits and vegetables, then you're going to make a big difference there. Drink plenty of fluids. Always half your body weight in ounces of water is a good rule of thumb. Exercise and avoid sitting in one place for too long. That's another big key. When you sit too long, and which, you know, again, cuts down your lifespan, recently proven, that can be a big deal. Take stool softeners or fiber supplements. They can always help as well. When a hemorrhoid pushes through the anal opening, it's known as a protruding or prolapse hemorrhoid, which can be irritating. But blood can pool in an external hemorrhoid and form a clot, which can cause severe pain, swelling, and inflammation. Other common symptoms of hemorrhoids include the following: itching, especially when sitting, bright red blood on the toilet tissue, stool, or in the toilet. The dark red or black blood could be a sign of a more serious condition. That's something you definitely want to see your doctor about. Painful bowel movements are another big one of hemorrhoids, and also hard, sore lumps near the anus. If you have any of those, make sure to see your doctor immediately, so they can double check and make sure what's going on is nothing more serious. Hemorrhoids can also be treated with several over-the-counter creams and other remedies. These products can help you feel more comfortable. They can also reduce a lot of the swelling. Soaking in the sitz baths can be good, 15 to 20 minutes. Most gastroenterologists do recommend that. With these measures, mild symptoms could decrease in 2 to 7 days. If your symptoms don't improve with these home treatments, certainly they get worse. It's time to talk to your healthcare provider. So again, be cautious. Remember, you're dealing with veins and you're dealing with the body at a very sensitive area. Other procedures used to treat hemorrhoids are ligation, which is the hemorrhoid's blood supply is cut off with a rubber band. Seen that one done in some of the colorectal surgery. Not fun. Sclerotherapy is a chemical solution injected to the hemorrhoid to shrink it. That actually works pretty well. Coagulation is a laser infrared light used to shrink a hemorrhoid, or a hemorrhoidectomy. You get it cut out. Those are all your options. We'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, here's the deal. Type 2 diabetes, yes, it's a big, big deal. All right? But the question is, why are kids getting it so much now? It used to be called adult onset diabetes, and now kids are getting it like crazy. 1 out of 3 of our young people right now under the age of 11 have diabetes, type 2. That's staggering. You think about it. I mean, it bothers me a lot. And so once upon a time, type 2 diabetes, it was called adult onset. But now, 99 times out of 100, it was type 1 if kids had it. Type 2 diabetes didn't appear until midlife. But now, about 3,600 American children are newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes each year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So why the increase? No one's certain why. I can tell you why. It's our diet. It's the things that our kids are eating. Really? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Most experts believe that it's related to the obesity epidemic, which is our diet and sedentary lifestyle. Frank Diamond, who's a physician, clinical director at the University of South Florida Diabetes Center and professor of pediatrics at the University of South Florida in Tampa, says we now have approximately 17% of the pediatric population that's overweight. Genetically at-risk children may be acquiring the disease earlier because of the increased insulin resistance associated with the early obesity. We're seeing many children with adult weights in our pediatric clinics today. Dr. Diamond also notes that the increase may be due to a rise in the proportion of children with ethnic minority heritage that puts them at an increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Basically, Paul Robertson, president of the Medicine and Science at the American Diabetes Association and professor of medicine at pharmacology at the University of Washington in Seattle, says the causes of type 2 diabetes boil down to a genetic risk mixed with physical inactivity and poor eating habits. I'll go with that. We know that if diets are corrected and they lose the weight, the diabetes becomes undetectable. Of course, it goes away. Doesn't become undetectable, really? So what can parents do? Parents, here's the deal. The kids don't eat bad because they want to. They don't know any better. They're going to eat what tastes good. No one's teaching them, parents, so it doesn't fall on them. If your kids are fat, it's your fault, period. Change the way they eat, take responsibility, and lead by example. So if you're overweight and fat, stop living that way. Living that way, and also it's a real big deal. So one of the big things that you have to do with this is to make sure that with diabetes, that the main thing with kids is to live by example and take responsibility. The kids don't know any better. I mean, they're going to go eat hamburger and fries. They're going to come home and they're going to eat junk food and donuts and this sort of thing. And the main thing you have to do is you have to focus on taking responsibility. So that's the key. And that's what I have a hard time with is when parents, they're overweight themselves, and then you see the kids and they're overweight because obviously they're eating what the parents are. So again, to see our kids going into this place where they're dealing with diabetes and they're dealing with all of this sort of thing, it's just amazing to me. It blows me away. So, again, parents, take responsibility. What can you do? You can set the example. If you don't know how to eat healthy, that's okay. If you've got your own food addictions and you're dealing with your own struggles within food, get some help. Get some counseling. But, my goodness, don't just let your kids become overweight. if you're going to struggle and you're going to make yourself in a bad position because you're eating the wrong kind of food, smoking and drinking, and just not taking care of yourself, that's your health. But don't let your kids go down that path. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So if you don't do it for anybody else, set an example for your kids so they can watch. Because at the end of the day, what happens is that you've got to make sure that your kids are in a place where they can learn, you can teach them, and they don't have to deal with something like type 2 diabetes. And the testing that goes on with that, very, very important. Very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Somehow, some way, you can lifestyle your way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's the key, knowing what to do. Bad posture, they're saying, early in life can lead to poor health later. Your spine, believe it or not, plays a big role in your health. It makes up a huge piece of your health. Why? Because it's everything. Our structure of the body is where the nervous system is. And the nervous system controls everything in the body. Believe it or not, the nerves that come out of the spine go to every organ, gland, and system, and they control everything. So if the spine is not healthy, then your body's not going to be healthy. And getting it to a place where it is a big key. So making sure your posture is good, whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, driving in a car, all of that makes a big difference. So it's ergonomics. It's making sure that you've got good posture, that you've got the right kind of curves going on in your neck and your lower back. All of this matters. Makes a big difference. So what are you doing with your posture? That's the key. What are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you working with a chiropractic physician? Are you working with someone like a physical therapist that's helping you get to a place where you can make sure that your habits are good? Because the spine health, I'm telling you, if you get into your latter days and the degeneration starts happening within the disc, and that starts lowering and thinning out, you start getting pressure on those nerves, going down, shooting into the sciatic nerve, down into the leg and the foot, that becomes an issue. So you want to be very, very careful with that sort of thing. And on this show, we want to help you do that. Go to the website, healthcoachradio.com. You can find out more information and ways to support healthy posture. Just go to the website and you can find that out. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Go tell one person something you learned on the show and empower their life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.